Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the Jericho Haunted Trinity with Steve and Kayla Gregory. So what was it like the first time you went in there? Was it pretty overwhelming with activity? Kind of a, especially for you, Kayla, going in there with your sensitivity and your abilities, it could have been quite overwhelming.
It is.
The first time.
Well, no, even the first time for me was weird. I guess that's the word I would use for it. It's weird. And I like, even when I stay away for a long time, it goes back to feeling that weird way again. They are loud. They are very loud. Definitely there was a sense of craving for attention, and they're like, you could tell though that there was a big hesitance to it, because nothing had happened there for, you know, a long mm-hmm. time. No one had gone into these buildings on a consistent basis for a long time, even during the winter months when we're not out there as much, and then we stop out there for something. They get very loud, I guess is the best way to describe it. There have been times where it's almost too much. I have to like walk away. But even that first time, you could just feel that weirdness, that desire, but there was a healthy hesitation to it. For me, that's how it came off to me, but it left a desire in me wanting so much more, because there was so much more and there still is.
Steve, how did you feel?
Activity wise though, kind of boring.
At first. And does that change?
I'm not going to lie. The first investigation there, I wasn't sure anything was haunted there. We had very minimal activity. Nothing that really just stood out and screamed, oh yeah, this place is haunted. That didn't happen until about 2 weeks later when we brought our kids out there and we did an investigation. And apparently that was what that place needed to kick off, because we had all four of our kids there and we were upstairs in the attic of the convent, and it was like a herd of kids started running in circles around us.
Oh, wow.
And that was the first true experience that I had there that screamed, yep, okay. But yeah, at first I would have swore, no, this is pointless. Why are we even here?
And Kayla, I'm going to ask you this question because of your abilities. Do you think that it could have been because they weren't used to interacting with anybody and they're kind of sitting back and watching you?
Yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it. Like I said, my sense from it was, A, it was weird. There was a major hesitation to it. You could tell they desired some type of attention, but you could tell there was a healthy dose of fear, I guess, both ways.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I will say, as far as quote unquote haunts go, this is probably the most audible because I became the resident handyman there. And I've been in there in the middle of the day and heard full blown conversations, little girl that likes to giggle. I've been scared out of there in the middle of the day, drop my tools and run out the back door. Wow. So it is an ever changing place. The more you connect to it, the more you realize, I think all of the geological things, the spiritual things, they all converge to a point that you almost have to say the veil is thin there. It's like it's anything you need to talk to or anything that needs to talk to you will find you there. And we've experienced that as team members, and our groups have experienced that very prevalently.
The way you just said that, do you feel like other spirits are coming through, maybe of personal loved ones that had that necessarily weren't involved with the church? Do you feel like it's kind of opened up to other people coming through, or do you feel like it's all people connected with the church?
Well, we've had people as recently passed as, well, 8 months in my case. A team or a group that was just there was, a couple months.
No, it was August to March.
To a couple of years, and
yeah, mine was just 3 or 4 years for mine.
Right,
I just had so. And yeah, these are recent.
These are relatives that we've made contact with.
Or people have told us they have made contact with that. Well, actually, the one that we had there that had just made contact with a family member. That family member actually came through to me as we were just giving them a tour so they knew the lay of the buildings. And I had to turn around and actually ask her the questions that I was being prompted to ask. I'm not going to reveal too much simply because that's private matters, mm-hmm. but it was, I knew things that there's no way I could have known that I was being prompted to ask. And then the next day they were able to confirm with us that they were able to make contact.
So their own loved ones are coming through. Your own loved ones came through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I actually stopped investigating for like 8 months after my mom passed 2 years ago, just because I didn't want her to come through during an investigation. Mm-hmm. But she chose Jericho, and it was a family investigation. It was just Kayla and the kids, and that's when my mom decided to come through. And it was in a way that even I didn't call it out. It was our youngest daughter that called it out and said, "That sounds like Grandma Charlotte." And I about lost it at that point because I knew everything that I heard at that point was things that she would say to me directly or verbiage that she would only use with me. And I just never said anything. I let everyone else see what was happening and call it out so that I didn't influence them. And when they finally saw it, I was like, oh, crap. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And I was in Estes for that session. I go into Estes a lot. I like to channel. And for some reason, we find Steve calls me some kind of beacon to it all as to like things coming forward to me. And I was in Estes and I like pop out of Estes and take my headphones off and my whole family's crying and I'm just sitting like, what the heck just happened? And then they kind of filled me in because to me it sounded like absolute nonsense. I would have never guessed that I was getting my mother-in-law. But I had no idea what they were asking or what they were talking about. And then all of a sudden it all just started clicking together and we were like, holy smokes. So our kids actually find a lot of peace in being able to go out there because, I mean, they were young for losing a grandparent so young, to still be able to have her mm-hmm. and have a connection with her. It changed their lives.
Steve, did you find some peace with it? Did it bring you peace?
When I lost my mom, we weren't on the best of terms, and there was some closure that was provided by her. So I, without getting too deep into it, it did provide some closure, and she comes back.
Wow. I bet that had to have been such a surprise.
Trippy as balls is probably the best way to put that.
I bet. And what kind of experiences are people picking up on other investigative teams?
There's
general activity?
Yeah.
Okay. So the biggest one we always get, which is what we've experienced, that was actually the first place I had ever heard. It's my first disembodied voice standing in the basement. A little girl, clear as day, just said, "Mom." But disembodied voices, every single person that goes in there, every single group that goes in there, every time we're there, disembodied voices. I mean, when I say that this is a loud haunt, this is a loud haunt. I mean, yes, it's still deathly quiet because you're in a haunted abandoned building out in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. But it is very verbal. And we've even shown people like some of the other noises that we get the doors slamming in the school a lot. I will actually show them when we tour them around. I will slam it shut and show them. This does not pull back open. It takes all of my weight, all of my being to pull that door back open, because once it shuts, but you hear repetitively like the same door opening and shutting and slamming. And then the EVPs that some of the people get out there. We had one guy who he rents it out and he takes people from his job out there to show them how to investigate and kind of teach people how to do it. He was at our house the other night for probably, oh my gosh, I think he was here for almost 5 hours that night, just showing us all the EVPs he was getting. And just, they're awesome. They are just absolutely awesome. So if I were to put one word to this haunt, it would be audible.
Which is unusual, actually. And, have you guys encountered anything like that to that extent at any other location?
No. Not to that extent.
Not like that. And I mean, then again,
we've been there when the building actually shook to its footings.
Like
it just got struck by lightning.
Like
I run outside and look to see if we did get struck by lightning. And it's a cloudless, starry night.
And it's a loud bang. So no, it's way more audible. I don't know if it's because there are so many familiar faces. I mean, when you rent out Jericho, the faces that you're going to see greeting you out there and showing you around, and the people you talk to when you message Jericho, that's Steve and I. We're out there doing everything. So I don't know if it's because there's always that familiarity that it has been able to become so audible. And we've really welcomed that through everything that we've been doing. We will talk right back with them.
Yeah, maybe it's just you guys. They're so comfortable with you and your kids.
But all the teams that we do that do come out there, you know, they experience the same things that we try to tell them. Like people that rent it out for multiple days, I tell them, I'm like, don't think you're going to get some calm during the day. You're going to hear it all day long, and they don't believe me until they leave. They're like, that's insane. Sometimes I think it's more audible during the day. Like, yeah, it is sometimes. I mean, I broke both my arms out there falling off a ladder.
Ooh.
And we investigated that night with the kids. I just was too stubborn to go to the doctor. And we asked if they saw me fall off the ladder. And they said, yes, it hurt. So, I mean, we'll get guys that will actually call us on the weekend or like, after they've rented it out, saying, we keep getting your name and to call you. And all of a sudden you'll find out, yep, the water went out or the furnace turned off or something like that. Like it's like something reaches out to let you know.
Yeah. And they ask for our two older children the most, Morgan and Ryan, like we'll get calls from people because we leave our phones open for whoever's out there at that time, or like call us, text us anytime. And they'll be like, who are Morgan and Ryan? Like, oh, those are our kids. They're not telling you about any dead people. They're talking about our living, breathing children.
Do you find that one of the buildings is more active than the others, like maybe the convent or the schoolhouse, or is it the church itself?
They all take turns. I guess that's the best way to put it. Some nights it's the convent, some nights it's the church, some nights it's the school. Like there have been nights where we start in the school and we end up spending the whole entire night in the school because we've got this little boy named Peter trying to flirt with our daughter, Morgan, or we've got a little kid wanting to play with Michael, who's our youngest son, or the kids just are all playing with kids out there and we're getting like some really crazy activity. And then there's days where we go into the convent and like Steve and I just went out, just the two of us. It's something we just do together. And Steve and I will be out there doing a thing, just the two of us. And we start in the convent and then we go to the church, but then we went right back to the convent and we pretty much stayed there the rest of the night. And then there have been nights where the kids are like, we want to go to the school. We want to stay, or to the church. We want to stay in the church. We're not leaving the church. And then we end up leaving our kids sleeping out in that church alone all night because that's what they like to do.
All weekend.
Which is so crazy to me because I don't think I'd ever fall asleep in a place like that. But I love that your kids can. I think that's sweet.
They have fallen asleep in the middle of investigations at Edinburgh Manor.
Down in Iowa.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah. They fear nothing, but they, like I said, 5 years old was, that was the start age, and they've just grown up in it.
Now, when you first investigated the location and you didn't pick up on anything in the beginning, and then you started to, was it hard to convince the owner to let paranormal groups come in since he is kind of a skeptic? Did he think you guys were just full of it?
No, absolutely. He was on board. I think more to get the property used. He, like I said, he has grand visions and he wants to see a lot of different things done, but he also wants to see it remembered as what it was. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've done so much history digging and he's helped with a lot of it, but I think he absolutely loves the fact that everyone comes out, that all these teams come out from all over the U.S. now just to see this place. Yeah. I don't think he doesn't care about the paranormal part. He just loves the fact that people are actually respecting it. Mm-hmm. They like it. I don't know. It's that we're preserving history and that people are enjoying it.
True. Because, you know, I think not every paranormal investigator is interested in the history, but a lot of them are because they want to know what happened there before. Maybe some people like Kayla might influence, you don't want that information, that background right off the bat. But it is interesting to know the history of a location. I think it does play into the hauntings.
Absolutely. Especially the geological stuff and the Native American stuff that nobody really knew about until we really went deep digging on it.
So really, it can be so much more than just, you know, the priests, the nuns, the kids, the congregation, as far as activity there. Who knows? Like just communicating 100%. With your own mom. I was reading somewhere about it where sometimes people have reportedly heard the choir singing. Now, that would kind of freak me out.
Oh my gosh. No, that's actually, it is awesome. So amazing.
It is?
It is. So Steve and I, the first time we actually experienced anything to go with this, and this is probably what tripped it off. As we stated earlier, both raised Roman Catholic. We were sitting up in the choir loft and we had put all of our equipment down like where the pews would be down in the aisle and then up onto the altar. So we were up and above in the choir loft, all our equipment's down below, except for a K2 that we had sitting between the two of us. And I have a very favorite hymn from back in the day, which is a song, literally we sang it, oh gosh, we sang it at least once a month during Mass. And so I started singing that hymn, and all of the equipment started going crazy. And it was like the building came alive and the K2 sitting right between the two of us starts pegging. And we're like, wow, that's crazy. Now I'm an awful singer. So Steve said, well, I'm going to play some YouTube of some Catholic hymns. Nothing. Nothing. So then he's like, this can't be happening. So I started singing my favorite hymn again. And everything just started going nuts again, because that's what church was. Uh-huh. I mean, we sang so many hymns during Mass that's what it was.
The weirdest thing was the feeling in the building. Like, to describe the feeling of love and joy is almost impossible. But it felt like the building filled with people. And there was that love and joy surrounding everybody in there. And it sounds stupid. It sounds crazy. But it was an actual feeling at that point. Like, you were positive the whole congregation was back.
A church is a community of people. And they come together. And singing is a huge part of most churches. I might even say all of them. And so to have on YouTube pulling up a song was different than someone actually singing it. So I could see why it responded to Kayla. Is there any?
And we have had guys play EVPs before us that you can hear audible singing, and they heard audible singing in the church. They couldn't peg where it was coming from, but they said it sounded strangely like a choir.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere. There's no choir singing out there other than some paranormal choir singing. Is there any other stories that you would like to share?
Oh, gosh. I mean, of all the stories that we could share out there, I mean, they're endless. And they truly are just, it's unique. It's like, we always try to say, and like we've kind of just used it on a lot of our stuff now, out at Jericho, it is an experience. It's not normal. It's paranormal. And we would just really encourage people to come out and experience it for themselves, because of all the things in the world that you can find, we truly believe that we have found the uniqueness to it all, because we don't have the quote unquote lady in white or the guys from the 1800s or, you know, your atypical haunts with creepers and crawlers and every other thing that seems to be at every single location. You really are coming into a blind experience. And then on top of it all, when people get to come out and experience Jericho and what that paranormal is, we also offer the use of IDC devices, direct links. Every single person who comes and investigates out at Jericho gets to use J.W. Prather's direct links to be able to do their communication with, just so we can just amp up that next level. And then it also gives our spirits that opportunity to not have to refamiliarize with a new piece of equipment or anything like that. We just use what we have found has worked best. And then we leave it for everyone to use. So another, just a little touch, that little extra we do to truly make it an experience for everyone who comes out there.
And as far as the building goes, and I know you guys probably renovations is an ongoing project there, but is it looks to be, I looked at some pictures, and by the way, I saw some creepy ass pictures on your Facebook page. There was a couple, there was one that I audibly gasped because it was just the clearest orbs and it was just full of them. And then there was another one with like what just it was like a fog over everything that was not like a dirty lens. It wasn't that.
I am one that I always will. I'll come up with 30 different reasons why there's orbs in a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But until you see them in life, the red and the white one up in the choir loft or in the convent. And I mean, they are clear as day and they're floating and there's no explanation. There is zero reflection. And I'm not the only person that's seen it. We've had multiple groups that have seen them, you know, and it's not fast. They're not darting across. It'll just hover there. So everyone gets a chance to see it. So that did kind of change my perspective on mm-hmm. orbs, not in pictures. I'm still not going to believe pictures, but when you see them in real life, holy crap.
And I never have. I've never seen an orb in real life. I've seen them in pictures, but I've also like, there's just sometimes it's like, okay, that's dirt, bugs, whatever. But then once in a while you see one, it's like, but that one, you know, there's something sometimes that they're just so unique that it's like, what the hell is it? But you're right, too. There's a lot of ways you can debunk it in a photo. But it just looks like such
Well, you should come on down one day.
I am fascinated by this place. And it was very interesting looking at the pictures of it. And if someone is interested in coming and doing an investigation, so best way to go through the Facebook page to contact you?
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way to get in contact with us, just because Steve and I are both actively on those messengers for both the Warhorse Paranormal and Jericho Haunted Trinity. And then also if they just find Kayla Gregory on TikTok, I share out a lot of our stuff from Jericho out on TikTok as well. So they can also just find them by looking for Kayla Gregory out on TikTok.
And it's Kayla with a C.
Yes.
Yes.
C-A-Y-L-A. So don't go K-A-Y. Yeah, my parents don't know how to spell.
Because they'll be looking all day for Kayla with a K. But this was such an interesting conversation. When I stumbled upon it, I was quite fascinated, primarily because it was a church, you know, a convent, a church school. And it's really interesting to really talk about what's going on there, because at the same time, it doesn't feel like it's mean or anything like that. It kind of feels like spirits that would be at a place, at a church, a former church, you know?
There is, I don't want to say anything negative, but there are two areas that have a heavy presence to them. Don't have names for either one, but you'll be drawn to them, and they'll pull you near, and it's almost like they have a story to tell. One I want to say is ancient. That's in the church, and there's another one in the basement of the school, in the cold room. I think he's just kind of angry. He's just kind of grumpy old guy, and you get that same feeling. But everyone has their own experience with them. Like, I've never had anything negative through them. Same with our kids. Nothing negative. We've had other people that have been scared to death and have left in the middle of the night because they were terrified. I can't reason that. I don't know why.
Kayla, do you pick up on anything like that? Do you have any explanation for it?
I don't ever feel anything negative out there at all. The one in the church that Steve talks about that he thinks is ancient, I'd have to agree with him there. It does not feel human. It almost feels elemental. But like he said, it calls out to you. And I think that's what scares people, is when you feel that draw and all of a sudden it's not the happy-go-lucky. I think that there is maybe more of, with it being more of an elemental type feeling, for lack of a better way of putting it for myself, I think there's a story there to tell, or like, you know, when you think about something like that, I related a lot back to like the Native Americans and everything. And those types of spirits were always there to warn you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a, I don't think it's a negative. I think it's more so someone like when they draw you back to them, it's not to scare you, but more so to warn you, to prepare you. Not necessarily always good news, I guess would be the best way to put it.
Yeah.
But the old guy in the coal room, I'm just gonna say it. If you're an asshole in real life, you're going to be an asshole when you're dead. So that just feels normal.
But check out the Facebook page, and I'll put a link on the show notes, the Jericho Haunted Trinity. Hey, Kayla and Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me about it. It was a very interesting location.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Well, and thanks for finding it and wanting to bring it to the world.
It's really interesting. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation. And that wraps up our conversation about the Jericho Haunted Trinity with Kayla and Steve Gregory. For more information, just search Jericho Haunted Trinity on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, then you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.